Shortly after President Bush made his remarks today, I spoke with Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson. Paulson says he's hopeful that the steps the administration is taking will help identify mortgage holders who may have problems and help those with adjustable interest rates that are about to go up.
I think it could benefit in a number of ways. And one of the things the president announced today was his intent to work with members of the Congress to get legislation passed that will do away with a perverse aspect of the tax code. And the way the tax code works is this. If I loan you money, those proceeds are not taxable. Now, if I forgive the debt, then that's taxable income. And so homeowners who, you know, in the worst case, who lose their home through foreclosure could get hit with a big tax bill on the cancellation of the mortgage debt. Or those that are looking to refinance their mortgage and the bank might be willing to reduce the principal could get hit with a tax bill. And so what the president has proposed is a tax provision which for several years would provide tax relief to those homeowners who in a primary residence need to restructure their mortgage. And so they wouldn't have this tax obstacle.
I'd like to come back to that proposal in just a moment, but first I want to ask you about the proposal to work through the FHA. Do you agree with the number we've heard a lot this morning, which is that about 80,000 borrowers might be assisted by the FHA plan?
Well, I got to say I think that's a one estimate, and we're going to continue working with the FHA to develop a new product. But remember, there's also going to be new product coming from other sources. And the key and the thing that we're going to begin doing, Alphonso Jackson, who's the Secretary of HUD, and my people at Treasury are going to begin working right away, getting together groups of mortgage servicers, getting together those groups that are developing new product, getting together counseling groups, not-for-profits, and start the process as soon as possible, right away, to begin attempting to identify those homeowners that are facing a problem and identify them in advance so we might be able to contact them in advance and help them refinance.
But Secretary Paulson, 80,000 sounds a very small number set against the figures we hear of 1 to 2 million troubled loans over the next year or two. What to you is a measure of success? How many troubled borrowers get helped and avoid foreclosure for you to say, we did it, we succeeded?
To me, anyone that we can help stay in a home is success. And I want to be as successful as possible and get to as many people as possible and be aggressive in terms of developing new product and proactive in getting to homeowners who may have problems.
But you're talking about homeowners measured in the thousands or the tens of thousands or the hundreds of thousands?
I'm just going to say I don't want to overpromise and underdeliver. We can't make this problem go away. We can't keep everyone in their home, but we sure as heck can make a big effort to help those who've got the capability to own a home refinance, and what we're going to do is make a big effort, and to me, success is helping as many people as possible.
You mentioned the tax code change that the president has proposed, and you said that refers to a primary residence. I assume that means that the forgiveness of taxes or the ending of that taxation would not affect income received regarding a second home. Would it be limited to a certain level of mortgage? That is, would we be talking equally about $400,000 jumbo loans? And
we're going to work this through Congress, and I'm sure we will get input from Congress. But the proposal is to deal with primary residents, to not deal with speculators, but people where it's their primary home, not a second home, and to deal with cancellation of debt in that context.
Americans have become accustomed in recent years to borrowing against the appreciation of their homes through equity access loans to make a lot of purchases. Should that form of borrowing continue or expand, or does it ultimately stake too much of our economic growth on rising real estate values?
Well, let me say this. I don't think it's my job or the government's job to tell anybody how much money they can borrow, what asset they should borrow against. People will from time to time make mistakes. We can't protect everyone against losses, but home ownership is very, very important in this country. And the vast majority of people in this country have a big part of their net worth tied up in their homes. And so this is an area that we're all focused on. And again, I think that is why the president was so proactive here in coming up with a program to address this very real problem.
Secretary Paulson, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.